The next apostle that I want to speak about in this series is known as Matthew, the son of Alphaeus, Matthew the publican, the tax collector. The apostle Matthew himself wrote these words concerning his call to discipleship in chapter 9 and verse 9. As Jesus passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. In Mark chapter 2 and verse 14, we read these words. As Jesus passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of customs, and said unto him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. I like what Luke says in chapter 5 and verse 27. After these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, "Follow me." And he left all, rose up, and followed him. I like those words. He left all to follow him. When I read the story of how Matthew was called into service for the Lord, it really encouraged me. It made me know that God can speak to me on my job. There may be people that cannot get in touch with you or unable to speak to you while you're on your job, but that does not include God. God can. And it also lets me know that if God can call me from a job, he can also call me to a job. There are some of you are waiting for God to call you to a job of his choice. If you stay faithful, God will put you into a place that you will be the most usable in his kingdom. Isn't that encouraging? Doesn't that lift up your spirit to know that God can reach you on your job? The choice of Matthew by the master is proof that he attracted men from every walk of life, often from a class which might not have been expected to respond to his calling. Does not the actual disciples of Christ surprise us? Because he came as the one, holy, harmless, and undefiled, we would not have been surprised to see that the pious of the land, such as the godless Simeon and Anna, would be those that he would choose as an apostle. But who would have looked among the publicans for an apostle? The nature of Matthew, which became harder under the scorn and loathing heaped upon him because of his trade, would surely make him immune to the heavenly influence of Jesus. But the marvel is that as soon as Matthew heard the call, he responded, left all, and followed him. His surrender to Christ is one of the most inspiring incidents in the gospel, full of encouragement for those who labor for the salvation of souls in most unlikely places. Matthew adopted a profession which caused ill will with his fellow Jews. No doubt he was the heartbreak of his godly parents. Yet when he looked into the face of Jesus, sinner and Savior became one. Mark calls him Levi, the son of Alphaeus. Alphaeus is also listed as the father of James the Less. Alphaeus is used only 5 times in the New Testament. 1 time he is listed as the father of Levi. 4 times he is listed as the father of James. That would be James the Less. Were they brothers? I don't know. Personally, I believe they were. We do know wherever Jesus went preaching, it was the publicans and sinners who gathered themselves together for to hear him. Later on, we find another most unlikely convert that was to write, "Not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble or called." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.